Divorce, a tough road ahead. Divorce is never a walk in the park. Studies reveal that it takes about 2 years for most folks to feel like themselves again after splitting up. It's like your whole world gets turned upside down. Your life, your plans, even who you are, it all changes. And let's not forget about the financial hit you might take. It's a roller coaster of emotions, anger, sadness, and sometimes a strange sense of freedom. But hey, hang in there. You're not alone in this. The journey of divorce. Divorce isn't just one big event. It's a journey made up of three stages: preparation, transition, and recovery rebuilding. Preparation. Before the actual split happens, there's often a period of uncertainty and tension. This can last for months or even years. Some couples try counseling or talk things through, while others are blindsided by the end of their marriage. It's a tough time filled with feelings of isolation, hopelessness, and anger. Transition. Once the separation occurs, it's like stepping into the unknown. It's an emotional roller coaster marked by sadness and turmoil. Everything feels unfamiliar, and it's easy to feel like a failure or overwhelmed by loneliness. Even if you want a divorce, guilt and stress can weigh heavily, but slowly, things start to settle. Hope creeps back in, and you start to explore new possibilities. Around 2 years later, you enter the recovery rebuilding stage. Recovery rebuilding. This is when acceptance kicks in, and you start to build a new life for yourself. You're no longer defined by your past relationship. You begin to focus on yourself, making new priorities and adopting change. It's not always smooth sailing, but eventually, you find your footing and create a fresh start. Life after divorce. Feeling stressed, anxious, sad, or angry after a divorce is normal. It's best to avoid making big life changes during this time. Here are some ways to cope. Relaxation techniques. For example, try autogenic breathing. Inhale slowly for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 2, and then exhale for 4 seconds. Repeat for 20 minutes to feel more relaxed. Regular aerobic exercise can boost your energy, lift your mood, and make you feel better about yourself. Deal with anxiety. Write down your worries as they come up. Then, focus on tackling a few problems at a time. Keep a journal to track your thoughts and feelings. Distract yourself with enjoyable activities, like doing crossword puzzles. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to seek professional help like counseling. It's okay to feel overwhelmed after a divorce, but there are ways to cope and move forward. Take care of yourself and reach out for support when you need it. Dealing with depression and anger after divorce. Feeling sad and down after a breakup is okay. It's like going through a tough time, grieving a bit, and that's normal. But you can't let it take over your life. The best way to tackle it is by staying active. Make a list of things you like doing and just get on with them. Exercise, hang out with friends, do chores one by one, and don't forget to take care of yourself, look good, feel good. Talk about anger. It's like this burning fire inside you, right? Totally understandable after a breakup, but too much of it is like poison for yourself. Here's how to handle it. 1. Write a letter saying all the angry stuff you want to tell your ex, but don't send it. Just let it out on paper. 2. Sweat it out with some exercise. Kickboxing, anyone? 3. Find ways to let out all that negative energy in a constructive way. 4. Talk about it. Seriously, keeping it all inside just makes it worse. 5. Start a diary and jot down all your feelings. It's like talking to yourself but on paper. 6. Sometimes you just need to let it all out. Cry, scream into a pillow, do whatever helps. Move on. You've got to go beyond just the legal paperwork when it comes to ending a marriage. There's something called an emotional divorce that's crucial for your well-being. This means accepting that your marriage is over and letting go of all the emotional baggage that comes with it. First things first, you need to let your family, friends, and everyone else know about the divorce. It's like ripping off a band-aid. Painful, but necessary. Then, Start putting away all those painful memorabilia, like photos and gifts. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Next, you've got to detach emotionally from your ex. Keep conversations short and to the point, especially if they're about practical stuff, like who gets what or taking care of the kids. Forget about any hopes of getting back together. It's time to face reality. Give yourself permission to feel sad and mourn the end of your marriage. It's okay to grieve. It's part of the healing process. And lastly, try to let go of all that pent-up anger. Forgiveness might sound cheesy, but it's a powerful tool for moving on. So, take a deep breath, follow these steps, and start your journey towards emotional freedom. You've got this. What impact of divorce on children? Divorce can turn a child's world upside down. Suddenly, everything they've known to be stable and secure is thrown into chaos. They lose the familiar routine of family life and the comfort of having both parents together. Instead, they're hit with feelings of rejection, sadness, and confusion. Witnessing their parents' fights adds to the turmoil, leaving them feeling powerless and guilty. Adjusting to this new reality isn't easy. Many kids struggle with anxiety and insecurity as their daily lives are turned upside down. While most eventually adopt, a significant minority faces long-term challenges. To prevent future issues, both parents must stay closely connected with their children. Additionally, a stable home environment and effective, positive parenting play vital roles. In a divorced family, good parenting entails the following: warmth, nurturance, and respect, open communication, support and responsiveness, clear expectations, limits, and rules, monitoring of children's behavior, positive discipline, and predictable routines. Talk to your kids about divorce. When it's decided, sit down together and tell your kids about the divorce. Keep it simple and free of blame. Let them know how things might change, but reassure them that both of you still love them and they're not at fault. Encourage questions and be patient with answers. Help them sort out their feelings. Stick to routines and keep things stable at home. Be strong parents, but remember, they're not adults, so don't burden them with grown-up stuff. Reduced conflict for children during divorce. Research on divorce highlights that ongoing arguments between parents are the main reason why kids struggle to adjust. It's tough for children of any age to handle when their parents fight angrily. They end up feeling stuck between two people they care about deeply. They face tough decisions, torn between loyalty to one parent or the other. When parents involve kids in their conflicts, ask them to pass messages, or speak badly about each other, it tears the children apart. Here are some steps to help minimize conflict and make it easier for your kids to cope with your divorce. 1. Stick to the agreed-upon schedule for spending time with your kids. 2. Avoid discussing parenting matters when your children are around. 3. Choose a neutral spot, like school or childcare, for exchanging the children. 4. Create simple rituals for saying goodbye when they transition between homes. Let them bring a cherished toy and maintain consistency and rules between households. 5. Try to limit how often your kids have to move between homes. 6. Never pressure them to pick sides between you and your ex. 7. Keep interactions with your former spouse professional and businesslike. Better communication after divorce. Post-divorce, adopting new communication strategies with your ex-spouse is essential. Begin by using I messages to express yourself, such as, "I would appreciate it if you would find time to work with the children on their homework," instead of accusatory statements like, "You never work with the children on their homework." Focus on addressing issues, not individuals, by framing problems in neutral terms without using you. Avoid rigid solutions and instead suggest or negotiate solutions. Listening attentively is crucial for effective communication. Use language that won't provoke your ex-partner and practice diffusing tense situations by agreeing with them to calm them down. Learn to remain composed and composed during conversations. Create a co-parenting plan. When you and your ex-spouse are figuring out how to raise your children together, it's important to have a solid plan in place. This plan acts as a guide for various aspects of parenting plans. This blueprint encompasses directives about the following aspects: making decisions, establishing a timetable, exchanging custody of the children, transportation, communication, financial matters, relocation, and ground rules. 1. Decision making. This part of the plan lays out who gets to make important choices about your kids' education, religion, health, and childcare needs. 2. Parenting schedule. It's crucial to have a clear schedule that shows who will be taking care of the children each week, including holidays and vacations. 3. Financial responsibility. You need to decide how you'll split the costs of raising your children, like who pays for health insurance or school fees. 4. Relocation. If one of you decides to move, you should agree on how far apart you can live and how that will affect your parenting arrangement. 5. Ground rules. Establishing rules for communication and decision-making helps keep things running smoothly. For example, agree to check with each other before making plans for the kids. Effective co-parenting guidelines. Shift your attention away from child custody and towards collaborating on parenting responsibilities for the benefit of your children. Your focus should be on restructuring your relationship with your ex-spouse and adapting your parenting approach accordingly. As divorced parents, adhere to the following fundamental guidelines for co-parenting. 1. Use the on-duty/off-duty parent concept. The parent who's taking care of the kids at any given time makes the decisions for that day. 2. Acknowledge and respect the other parent's relationship with the children. Always acknowledge and respect the relationship your ex-spouse has with your children. They're important to them, just like you are. 3. Don't assume anything. Give the benefit of the doubt. Don't assume things. Double-check with the other parent, especially if what your child says contradicts what you know about parenting rules. 4. Communicate clearly about the children. Use different methods like email, phone calls, or designated folders for school staff to communicate about the kids. 5. Make containing conflict a top priority. Make avoiding conflicts a priority. It's crucial for your children's well-being. Remarriage and blended families. Remarried couples encounter numerous obstacles, particularly when they bring children from prior marriages into the new union. Every stepfamily must discover its unique path, yet certain strategies can aid in easing the process of blending. First off, talk openly about what you expect and how you feel, and make sure the kids can share their worries too. Don't aim too high at first. Set goals that you can reach, and don't forget, your marriage has to come first. If you two aren't solid, the family won't be either. Take it easy. Let things happen naturally. Trying to force things will only cause problems. Build your special relationship with your stepkids. But remember, you're not there to replace their other parent. Let the biological parent handle discipline at the start until you've all built trust and feel comfortable together. And finally, make your new family its own thing, with its traditions and memories. Key points. 1. Divorce is a journey with stages like preparation, transition, and recovery rebuilding, taking around 2 years to feel normal again. 2. Coping with divorce involves relaxation techniques, exercise, and seeking professional help if needed. 3. Managing anger post-divorce includes writing letters, exercising, talking, and starting a diary. 4. Emotional healing after divorce involves accepting it's over, detaching emotionally, and allowing oneself to grieve and forgive. 5. Divorce impacts children's stability, causing anxiety and insecurity. Reducing conflict and effective communication are crucial for their well-being. 6. Co-parenting plans outline decision-making, schedules, financial responsibilities, and ground rules for successful parenting after divorce.